WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood anti-anxiety stoic, back with another daily dose of calm, control, and courage. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another lecture on being all zen, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about letting someone off the hook or condoning their actions. It's about liberating yourself from the chains of resentment and anger that are holding you back. You know that feeling when you replay a past wrong over and over in your head? Like, it's stuck on repeat, playing out like some awful movie scene you can't fast-forward through. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Forgiveness is the remote control for that mental projector hitting pause and choosing to focus on something else. Let's get real, forgiveness isn't always easy, it's a journey, not a destination. But trust me, the benefits are worth it. Holding onto grudges can seriously mess with your peace of mind, your relationships, and even your physical health. So, how do we actually cultivate forgiveness? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First off, understand that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. It's about releasing the negativity that's weighing you down, freeing up space for joy and healing. Think of it like this. Imagine carrying around a heavy backpack filled with anger, resentment, and bitterness. That's exhausting. Forgiveness is like taking off that backpack, feeling lighter, freer, and ready to move forward. Second, try to see things from the other person's perspective. Now, this doesn't mean making excuses for their actions or condoning them. It's simply about trying to understand what might have led them to act the way they did. Maybe they were hurting, scared, or facing their own challenges. This isn't about excusing their behavior. It's about cultivating empathy and compassion, even if it's hard. Third, acknowledge your pain. Don't suppress those feelings. Allow yourself to feel the hurt, anger, sadness, whatever comes up. Bottling things up only makes them fester and grow stronger. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or seeking professional support can be really helpful in processing those emotions. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind and understanding with yourself. Forgiveness is a process, not an overnight switch. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even several tries. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up or have moments of doubt. Just keep practicing and remember that every step forward is progress. Finally, choose to focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past can keep you stuck in a cycle of bitterness and resentment. Shift your attention to the now. What are you grateful for? What brings you joy? Cultivating mindfulness and appreciation can help you break free from those negative thought patterns. Remember that story about the time I got locked out of my apartment? Yeah, I was furious at myself for forgetting my keys. I stormed around, replaying every minute leading up to that moment, feeling a surge of anger and frustration. But then, I took a deep breath, remembered what we talked about today, and decided to let it go. I called a locksmith, paid the fiat, and learned a valuable lesson. Never leave your spare key with your grumpy neighbor. It's amazing how freeing forgiveness can be. It's like lifting a heavy weight off your shoulders and suddenly feeling lighter, freer, and more capable of embracing life's challenges with courage and grace. So, my friends, let's make a pact to cultivate forgiveness in our lives, not just for others, but most importantly, for ourselves. Remember, holding on to grudges only hurts us in the end. By letting go of the past, we open ourselves up to a brighter, more fulfilling future. Now, go out there and practice some kindness, forgiveness, and let me know how it feels. Share your stories, thoughts, and questions on social media. I love hearing from you all. Until next time, stay calm, stay courageous, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.